Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside, floater pass out in front. Between the legs, shot by Chase Frazier, scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John. My goodness.
Bandits win, and the NLL Finals await. I looked up words that rhyme with triple, by the way, and there's like nothing that works.
So you don't have to say three-peat?
Yeah, it's gotta be three-peat. Shouldn't Bandits fans be calling this, if they're not, the Bandits Invitational, the Finals? They're in the Finals every year.
Going for a third straight championship. Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
At least lately.
Yeah.
They went through a period there without winning one. They had made the finals a couple times, right? But it had been like 2008 till, again, it was like 2 years ago. Which I feel like for them is a long time because, you know, they're often like the best team or one of the best teams.
Yep.
But that'll be fun.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. Derby. Drama in the NHL, in the NBA playoffs, and, you know, NFL offseason rolls on. We're 9 days away from the schedule, which is when it feels like you're not allowed to say what you think a team's record will be until you see the order of the games. I subscribe to that. What do you think for the Bills? 14-3? I don't know. I got to see what the order of the games is. 13-4?
Even though we do know the opponents where they're being played. And
we do, yeah. But, you know, we're going to make plans. Are we going to be watching them play Philadelphia on Christmas?
Yeah.
Here? Are we going to watch them on a Thursday night on the road? Is there a short week in getting ready for Cincinnati? You know, all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're a week away from leaks, I would say, right? 2 days before is when you first start getting the first bits of information. What's the thing we're most interested to find out? Is it the prime time? Is it the final game in the stadium? Is it the opener? Like, if I could tell you right now, you can find out the one thing about the schedule, any one thing about the schedule you want, what would it be?
I'd want to know if they're playing on Christmas.
Okay.
But I think they are. I fully expect that they are.
And you want them to play on Christmas?
I don't know that I want that, no. But I just expect they are. It's a triple header.
Okay.
So Christmas Day night. Something like that.
Yeah.
Give the country a snowy snow globe game at night.
Right. Right, it's going to be Buffalo, Green Bay. They're going to pick wherever. What are the most likely snow globe destination cities?
Yep.
Pittsburgh. Are they already to Pittsburgh? Maybe Cleveland or something. It'll get thrown in the mix there for a home game.
Bills Steelers could be a game. Whatever. We'll see in 9 days the schedule and then we'll have an idea. Although
that one would be in Pittsburgh.
That's right. This time next week, we might have a couple answers. Like Pittsburgh's playing in Ireland.
Right.
We don't know who the team that's going to play in Ireland against Pittsburgh is. That could be the Bills. So maybe an international trip is on the way. But I put up a Twitter poll today if you want to get a Bills conversation going, which, you know, we're always open for that. Throwing a grade on the offseason. How would you rate their results, filling needs, adding talent, etc.? And, you know, a poll like this does not allow me the opportunity to throw in all of the pluses and minuses like A minus, B plus, C plus, B minus. So I just have an A, B, C, and F, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I could have put D up there instead of F, but whatever. It's Twitter poll.
Right.
I like to say it's not congressional testimony, it's a Twitter poll.
Uh-huh.
So A, B, C, F, what do you want? And as you might expect, F's not getting a lot. And C's not getting a lot. It's between A and B is the very firm 64% of those voting say Bills get a B on the offseason. And maybe those people want to put a B plus on that, or maybe the A's are an A plus, but B is winning the Twitter poll, which is not surprising to me at all. Right?
No.
They went out and they overhauled their front four, they filled some big holes, and the thing that probably keeps it from being an A.
Yeah, that's my curiosity. Why are people not answering?
I'll give you an answer to this. And this is, I'm going to steal something from the draft, and that's this. You know how in the draft we hear every year there's only 13 first-round picks, even though there are 32?
Yeah.
I kind of want to borrow that idea or borrow that concept and say, I don't know what team in the NFL does get an A-plus this offseason. Because forget the draft for a moment. The draft is, you know, some teams made some big moves like Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. Who was the biggest player that moved this offseason? Was it Metcalf?
Metcalf.
That it?
But you're not going to give Pittsburgh an A because they don't have
a quarterback. So I almost want to say, I'm not sure if I want to give any team an A on the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody traded for Myles Garrett. Nobody traded for Max Crosby. Who's the biggest name that moved? Was it Milton Williams? Josh Sweat? Free agency was plundering the Eagles a little bit. The Bills went out and got their middle-tier signings at positions that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost to say, I'm not saying a B is an insult, but maybe the people that are voting B, which is kind of where I land. I landed about a B plus. It was a nice offseason.
Yeah.
A lot of what they did made sense. But I almost want to say I would have saved my A for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
Which they didn't do, and they didn't have to necessarily do that.
That, by the way, could still happen.
I suppose.
Could work for anybody, couldn't it?
For anybody, sure, for anybody.
Like, everybody's had their offseason, and he still is, I think, to some extent, on the trade market. So somebody will, if he were to get traded, somebody will trade for him that already believes their offseason is over.
Yeah.
So that could happen, but I'm not holding out hope, that much hope on that at this point. Yeah, it's not having the blue chipper. That's it. Like, the goal of this offseason, I think the number one thing the day after the season, what for me would have been, find your way to getting a star player because you have a lot of good ones and you need a great one. And the reason I wouldn't dock them too much for that is Metcalf was the only one even debatably in that class that got moved. You otherwise didn't have an opportunity to get Garrett. You weren't able to get Max Crosby and all those others. So, but I also don't want to give them an A because I know what the A looks like. The A looks like you found a way to get one of those guys.
Yep.
And that didn't happen. So they did everything else, right? Like, for the most part, didn't they do about everything else that they could? You know, like little bits and pieces here, like last Monday gets into it because, like, I would have liked to see them draft one other receiver at some point. But that, to me, is a smaller thing than the totality of the offseason. And then they found their way to Elijah Moore anyway,
yeah,
a player that I like. So, for me, I like the Palmer signing. I like the Moore signing. I feel like they are better at wide receiver than they were last year. The rest of the offense stayed intact. And then defensively, they needed to improve and get better on the defensive line.
Not even just that.
I feel like they took enough swings at that position that a couple of them are going to make a difference.
Did they make enough moves on the defense to kind of say it's a different defense?
Yeah, right. The people playing on the defense are just going to be different, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a different defense.
How many different starters? Week one. Last year to this year.
Well,
you're going to have a different starting safety. Cole Bishop is going to be back there.
Maxwell Harrison starts.
That's two.
If you could fast forward to week seven, you could throw two new names in there. I mean, the you know, the PED suspensions for Hoyt and Ogunjobi kind of dock this number a little bit. But even the guys that are going to step in for them are new.
Right.
Whether that's Landon Jackson, or if that's Bosa. Bosa. Yeah, right, Bosa.
Yeah, Bosa. Joey Bosa,
right.
Of course,
right,
is an obvious one there. So, like, I've got 5-6 new contributors on the defensive side of the football, and maybe even, you know, if Deion Walker can find a way to contribute, that could get up to, like, 7 or 8.
It's a lot of new faces on one side of the ball.
Right, and that was everyone knew their priority and the thing they needed to attack the most this offseason. So, yeah, B plus. I feel like if most people are landing in that spot, I'm betting that's what they're thinking. Is I wanted a star player, one didn't get added, but
not many.
You go position by position, and they kind of attacked everything that they needed to.
NFL.com has a piece right now. Jeff Chidia, NFL.com's columnist. This is from about a month ago. But the 10 best moves of the offseason to that point. Number one is a coach. Number two is Ja'Marr Chase getting extended. Number three is Devontae Adams. Like
Adams got
and the Commanders trade for Debo. Sam Darnold's on this list. Dre Greenlaw's on this list. Zach Bond staying with Philadelphia. Jonathan Allen, Chris Scott. A lot of these are re-signings.
Metcalf trade wasn't on there?
The Metcalf trade. Metcalf might have happened after this article was written.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is written late March. But, right, like, it was a lot of re-signings. Last year at this time, it's when did Derrick Henry sign with the Ravens? You know? Because one thing I also want to say about, if we go back to last offseason, you know, the Bills kind of had a quiet one. It was about saying goodbye to a bunch of players. This one feels like it's more about additions. Last year, the story was subtractions.
Yeah.
Whether that's Diggs, Davis, Hyde, Poyer. You know, you had
Trey White,
Mitch Morse. Last year was about, look at all the players that have left.
Right.
And this year, it really wasn't about that. It was about guys coming in. They had some openings. They had some spots they could fill. So it's not
who left that they're going to badly miss.
Right. Mac Hollins, you could make a case if you want to. And Cooper, you could make a case if you want to. But
not to me with the two new guys.
No, I think they'll be all right in that department with those two.
So there really isn't one. How much are they going to miss Rasul Douglas? I mean, he wasn't playing at that high a level at the end.
There's no glaring who fills in for Tremaine Edmonds or who gets the Diggs targets. There really isn't this glaring hole. And if you look at next year, I feel like it's a lot of the same as well. Like Milano might be the question next year. What they have here is they've kind of on-ramped into – we kind of knew this would happen over the course of a transition. The new core is starting to develop. And – you know, whether that's Hairston or TJ Sanders or Landon Jackson or Michael Hoyt, like who steps into the role that is the next big player for them?
Right.
That used to be Hyde. That used to be Poyer. And can Rapp and Bishop become that? Can Hairston become a guy that is a ball hawk the way that Douglas was right when he showed up? So I think the offseason deserves a solid B. And by that, I mean, I don't know what. A would have had to be somebody bankably great. I don't even want to give out A's to anybody because I feel like the league this year was not really about big-time player movement.
Would you give an A to New England? They feel like they did the most.
Yeah.
They did the most. They brought in – they probably overpaid Diggs, but whatever. They had to bring in a veteran receiver, and they could not get Chris Godwin to take like any amount of money they offered him.
That's right.
So they ended up on Diggs.
Their big move was Milton Williams, signing him to huge money.
Yep, and he might have been the best player, not including Metcalf, that moved. And then everyone seems to like their first-round pick, Will Campbell. They had the luxury of being that high.
That's the other thing. It's, you know – your offseason based on how far did you have to go. You know, if you are the Titans, you probably feel like you had an incredible offseason because you added a franchise quarterback and you added other pieces as best you could, but you had a long way to go. When you're the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Commanders, it's more about, you know, the finishing pieces. So it's probably tougher to earn a grade because you have fewer jobs available, fewer important jobs are available because you're already a good team.
Right. And for... like, if you think about what the other contenders that the Bills are competing with, like, the Bills attacked what they didn't have, kind of what let them down, which was the defense, and specifically the defensive line. What did the Chiefs attack? Didn't the Chiefs attack exactly what ended their season?
Offensive line.
They went after offensive line. They signed a free agent. They used their first-round pick on a guy who does have injury problems, but he's got upside. Simmons, right?
Yep. The story is, as long as it might be injuries. I thought it was maturity. That he's got the best tape of any tackle if they can all, you know, get it together. It's a little bit like maybe not quite exactly like Deion Walker from the Bills in the fourth round, but there's a lot of tape out there to say there's a lot more to this player than his draft status.
Sure. And then the Ravens did what with their offseason?
They drafted Malachi Starks.
Yeah, they didn't really have a theme to their offseason, I guess, that I'm thinking about.
Well, they probably, like the Bills, thought they were pretty good.
Right, right. Yeah, and they were already good enough on both sides of the football where, like, the roster, I don't really know how much more the roster needed to have, you know, be attacked. So, I don't know, just depending on how much you want to blame the Bills or criticize them, and I don't want to put it that way, but how you know, disappointed you are that they didn't end up on getting one of these elite players at some position, but they didn't get moved. So, like, how... That's, for me, the part of it. Like, how mad can you really be? What was the what was the deal that happened with another team that you go, man, I wish I had that one? Because that's happened to me sure. in the past with them. But even the Metcalf trade to some extent. But I don't know. It happened so quickly that, and he's on a place now, I just don't expect it to really work. That, I don't know. Like, I guess you could say that deal. But I'm not, like, every day coming in here and thinking constantly about, man, I can't believe they didn't get DK Metcalf. I'm not, really.
No.
I like the player, but I don't know what that move would be for anybody. Are you mad they didn't get Milton Williams?
No.
He cost a ton of money.
He did.
And for what they did in the defensive line, they really didn't break the bank on any specific player, didn't they? Like, they signed some modest free agent contracts. They took a risk on Bosa.
That's the other part of their offseason. It was extending their own guys. That's really the biggest story of what they did.
For the money. Yep. Yeah.
Rousseau, Shakir, Bernard, Benford. Like, four big extensions. Big commitments, long-term commitments. Yeah, their offseason was probably defined mostly by volume in free agency in the draft and retaining where you were and what you already had.
Yeah, I'm reading right now a 32 off-seasons graded in the NFL, and there were only, this is at Yahoo Sports, only three teams were given an A.
Okay.
And like I said, 15 were given a B.
Let me see, are the A's, does New England get one of them?
New England's number one
did
with Jackson, a straight A.
Did Jacksonville get one?
No, they are not, are a B, B plus.
New England won, I don't know, Seattle, who got an A?
Chicago got an A.
Because of Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson, the offensive line overhaul, okay. The Colston Loveland pick, Luther Burden in round two, and then Minnesota got an A. Because they let Sam Darnold go, use the money to help J.J. McCarthy, upgrading both lines, bringing back Byron Murphy at corner, and then Aaron Jones.
All right.
So,
okay, so three A's.
Three A's, and that was it. So, right, how mad can you be that they weren't one of three A's? And those teams got it because, one, New England had the most money to spend in the NFL, and Chicago had, like, massive deficiencies, and they had a coach they needed to hire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bills weren't going to hire Ben Johnson this offseason.
No, not at all.
So,
yeah, I mean, maybe another part of your offseason win is that Joe Brady did not leave. If Brady had left,
that's true.
We would be spending this offseason talking about, well, can whoever it is pick up where he left off and whether they're hiring somebody from the outside or elevating somebody from the inside. Right. If Brady had left, it'd be a different conversation, but he didn't.
Four teams, by the way, got a D at the end of it.
All right. Four teams got
four
a D.
Teams. What were the four worst off seasons, according to this Yahoo article from the weekend?
I don't know. The Jets.
The Jets got a D.
Okay.
Yep.
The Jets got a D. Did Miami get a D?
Miami got a D plus.
Okay.
Yep.
Hang your hat on that.
They did. Didn't some people like their draft? It was
they're
described as a meat and potatoes draft.
That's right. A team that's considered to be a finesse team went rugged in the draft. They got a little meaner.
But they did lose Terron Armstead, which is a part of this too in the offseason. And then the two other teams were New Orleans.
Okay. Is that because they did not get a quarterback?
I think so. That Tyler Shuck seems to be their plan right now, and they overpaid Chase Young, according to this. And then the worst team this offseason with a D- was San Francisco.
Traded Debo
away. That's kind of it, I guess.
Okay.
No key free agent additions is the other reason.
All right.
So
Vince in Batavia. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I agree with you. We made some good moves. I just wanted to bring up one little miss maybe in the seventh round, which was LaQuint Allen from Syracuse, even though we weren't targeting a running back. This is a dude who very well may start for the Jags and have more yards than ETN by the end of the year. And I just thought we could have moved up four or five slots for a very low price and snagged him.
Thanks, Vince. I do like LaQuint Allen. I know this player. He's a heck of a player. He had a great year at Syracuse this last year. You bring up running back, and that's the next big question.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be upset that they didn't bring in a running back because a seventh rounder, and LaQuint Allen is behind another player. The Jaguars took a running back earlier in the draft.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So he was a fourth round pick. So I'm not even, I don't know if LaQuint Allen might be available in 3 months if you want him, because
honestly,
I don't know how many the Jags are going to carry. But yeah,
and the Bills aren't going to carry more than they're not going to carry more than three on game days. I mean, they might have a fourth on the active roster, but
yeah,
that to me, running back is pushed off till next year. But I do think one thing, like, and I wouldn't dock the Bills for this, nor I think would many. Like, hey, I don't like your offseason because you didn't pay James Cook. Like, that's not me.
No,
there could be someone out there that thinks that. Like, I'm giving them a B. I would have given them an A if they had paid James Cook. One thing that was lost in all the things Bean said last week was he pretty much said there's no contract coming for James Cook. Not this year, at least. You know, like, the door being open to them mutually agreeing on a contract before the season, it could still happen. He did not sound last week like he thinks that's going to happen.
Yeah.
He said the words, he'll have to do it again, right? To pay for him to get that sort of money, and then didn't even say, like, we would be the ones that would give him that money.
He said he's got to prove it to us or someone else. Yeah, that's what the quote with in his conversation with Tyler Dunn about that.
And so now it's just waiting to see if he'll make it ugly, and I don't know that anybody is telling you that's around the corner.
There's plenty of reporting that it seems like he won't make it ugly because he's got to go out and prove it. Thank you for the phone call, Vince. The running back is the next big fight we all have. Should they pay him?
Yeah.
I probably lean towards that they won't. And maybe that'll be an internal debate. Maybe McDermott will want that guy back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that he glowed about him at the end of the season, Cook went from rookie fumbling on his first ever carry, to McDermott at the end of the AFC Championship game or after the game, talking about his laser focus.
Mm-hmm.
And McDermott, I mean, standing behind, basically, like, that's one of my guys now.
Yeah.
Which is a strong testament to, you know, the career arc that Cook has taken. And it wouldn't be unusual in the NFL for a coach to want a player back and a GM to say, like, we're not going to do it.
Right.
I'm thinking back to, this goes way back, but when the Jets were on Hard Knocks and Revis was holding out.
Oh, okay.
Remember, for anyone that watched that year, they would have
vaguely remember this.
They would have meetings. Rex basically, I'm like, are we going to get this done? Can I have him back yet? When can I have him? And the GM, like, you know, we'll let you know. We're working on it. And that dynamic in NFL front offices, the Bills might have one of those on their hands next year. It could come down, of course, to how Cook plays and if he produces. But if he gives McDermott that dog laser focus for a full year,
mm-hmm.
He might want him back. Then again, he might say, you know, find me my next dog.
Right.
It's the next big if, what they do. 803-0550, Paul Hamilton on the other side. The Amherst are through to the next round, and Devin Levi has been looking great. We'll talk about the Amherst. And also Tage Thompson scoring for Team USA as we get closer and closer to world championships, all that kind of stuff. Tate's trying to prove his way onto Team USA and doing a good job of that yesterday, over the weekend.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Lessig. Und jetzt wird es ein 2 auf 1 mit Bernier's Thompson. Und der macht's. Und die USA gewinnt auch diese Overtime. Tage Thompson, schlanke drei Buden heute.
There you go. German call of a Tage goal followed by Freebird.
Oh, and did your dad have the parlay?
Not that I know
Tage hat trick and a win?
Yeah.
I wish.
He did have it, though.
Probably would have had better odds than it normally does, huh?
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Spent some time with some football today. We'll get to hockey here because Tage Thompson, nice performance for him for Team USA, and they played a German team there in a friendly, a pre-tourney tilt.
Yeah, before the World Championships.
Yep. So Tage wearing Team USA, sharp jerseys they wore yesterday. And also the latest on the Amerecks, who await scheduling for the next round.
Yeah, winner of Cleveland and Laval, who they play game 4 tomorrow night.
All right.
And that series is 2-1 in favor of Laval. Laval, do you know Paul?
Paul, what is it?
It's Laval.
Laval, there okay, I had it.
The Rocket. There's no S on it either.
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
Laval Rocket.
Named after a Rocket Richard?
Don't know.
Gotta be.
I don't know that.
That, I would bet money that it's named after Rocket Richard. Hey, I mean, Cleveland's drivable, though, so, you know, maybe Amherst fans would be rooting for that series to be in Cleveland if they want to go to a road game. You finding it? Is it after Rocket Richard?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
All I found right now is that they should move the games to the Bell Center. That's what they want to do for the Rocket.
Really?
Yeah, there's conversation on that. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Where do you want to start? You want to start with Tage Thompson and Team USA? I mean, I was joking earlier that it's a Tage Thompson revenge tour here against Team USA for being left out of the Four Nations.
Well, it really wasn't a hat trick. He did put three pucks in the net. If you recall, in the NHL during preseason, every now and then they will play a overtime no matter what, you know, just to kind of get it in, practice
yep,
it.
Yep.
That's what that was. Because the game did end 5-2, and Tage Thompson officially had two goals. If you go to, like, Team USA's website, you'll read that they won 5-2, and Tage Thompson had two goals. But he did get a third. It was during the fake overtime.
Okay.
And it even says in the article that Tage Thompson scored at whatever the time was, let's say 3:22 of overtime, and then they ended it there. They didn't. They stopped playing. It's like, okay.
They didn't do a shootout?
Yeah, they didn't do a shootout, which sometimes they do. They also do that sometimes in preseason NHL hockey. So it was like a fake overtime. It was, you know, USA had already won 5-2, but we're going to play in overtime because we might have to play in overtime, you know, in, once the tournament starts on the 9th, and he's the one that scored. So he put three pucks in the net, but officially he got credited for two goals.
Yeah, I think he's talked about this, Paul. You can tell me better, but I remember him making comments after the Four Nations tournament that, you know, maybe part of the reason this year he decided to go, he's wearing a letter, by the way, for Team USA, is it matters to him to make the Olympic team next February.
Oh, he told me, I think the last pregame interview I did with him, that's the reason he's there. He wants to show them that he deserves to be on that team. And, you know, I remember at the Four Nations, they were talking about, you know, more players have to be willing to go to the World Championships if they want to, you know, be part of an Olympic or Four Nations or something like that. And guess who's going? Who doesn't need to prove anything? As Sidney Crosby's going, playing for Canada. I read MacKinnon is pretty much leaning towards going. But yet, Sanderson for Team USA, nah, he's not going. And, you know, others aren't, you know, some of the younger guys aren't going. And, you know, Team USA has a lot of guys actually not. Alex Tuck wanted to go and would have gone, but he and his wife are having their second child. And they may have already had it. So he, of course, felt he needed to be here. But had that not been coming up, he wanted to be there and would have been there.
Paul, you know, I'm thinking about Thompson in this spot, and while there's always the, you know, the potential risk of an injury for a player playing away from the Sabres, I do feel I'm struck by his motivation and how that can only be good for them. I mean, these Sabres players that play for the Sabres are not finding their way into a lot of meaningful games. And here's Thompson who, you know, you say what you will about U.S.-Germany pre-tournament tilt. He is finding great meaning in this individual/team goal for him to make that team. And I think that's probably something good for the Sabres to keep Tage locked in. Not that there's any threat that he wouldn't be, but I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah, and they could get injured, you're right. But at least it's May, you know, so if there's an injury that happens in May, unless it's a knee surgery or something like that, like a catastrophic type injury like that, you would hope that, you know, whatever that might be, if you pull a groin or something like that, you'll be fine, you know, once the season starts. But there really is not a good time for these things to happen. I mean, the Four Nations, Brady Tkachuk got, you know, he got himself injured.
Charlie McAvoy had obviously a
McAvoy
a bad,
did. Yeah. You know, Tkachuk said that he probably should not even have been playing, you know, with the injuries he had, but he kind of got through it. So, but the only other time you could play it would be in August. Again, injuries and way back when, before many of us were even born, Gilbert Perreault played in the Canada Cup. He actually was on a line with Wayne Gretzky and Guy Lafleur, and he broke his leg, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a broken leg, and he was not available to the Sabres for most of the year. But that tournament was in late August, early September. So there's really not a good time to play these things when, as far as injuries and, you know, for the hockey clubs that they're playing for.
Yeah, you're scaring me now, because now I'm dreaming about some scenario where the Sabres are like in a playoff position, but they're in a fight at the end, and we're like hanging on every tooth and nail that Tage makes it through February at the Olympics, okay, because we actually have a season here that we care about at the end. But, you know, like, either way, like, it would be super cool if he makes the team and he goes. And really, he should have been on the team, I thought, at the Four Nations. I feel like if he just doesn't get hurt between now and February, wouldn't you think he's on the team?
Well, the top two goal scorers for Team USA at the time that the team was selected did not make it, Cole Caulfield and Tage Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thompson might have had 15 goals and Caulfield might have had 17, something like that. It was in that range. And neither one of them made it. So that was interesting, too, that they decided not to.
Yeah.
And the people picking Team USA took a lot of heat for the guys that did make the team.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline chatting about the Sabres with us. We've not heard any sort of announcement from the team itself on Kevin Adams and what might happen there. So when we get anything like that, we'll pass it along.
I don't think they would announce it if he stays.
Yeah. Not even what about a shuffling of the front office, which has been suggested might happen?
Yeah, that's who knows, you know, or if there's a shuffling in the coaching staff or the front office. But I mean, the Sabres would say we haven't announced in the last 4 or 5 years that he's staying. Mm-hmm. Why would we announce he's staying now? Type of a thing. So I understand that. I get that. It's like, well, what are we announcing? There's nothing to announce. We haven't made a move. Type of a thing. So as far as the coaching staff would go, they may wait until they hired somebody, you know, if they made a move on the coaching staff and all of a sudden they say, well, you know, Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams announced they've hired so-and-so on the coaching staff. And then, well, for who? Who's not around anymore? Or they may announce it, you know, if they have decided to, you know, go a different direction in any part of the organization. It's just one of those things. I just don't know, you know, what they feel is we should announce and what we feel we shouldn't announce if you're the Buffalo Sabres.
Right. Paul, we're waiting for the Amerks to find out who their opponent might be. Again, could be the Rocket. And waiting to see how far Devon Levi can, not that he's carrying them just by himself, but they've got, of course, a lot of their prospects down there and a playoff run here. And, you know, once they get their next opponent, how far can Levi carry them? We'll keep checking in on him, but he's been great to this point, and, you know, the next challenge awaits.
Well, what he's done is he's only the third goaltender in Amerk history to win two or have two consecutive shutouts in the playoffs. Now, Mika Noronen did it twice in the same year, in the year 2000, and Bobby Perreault did it in 1957. So they're the only ones that have ever done it. And he has a shutout streak of 156-31 going into the next series and, you know, playing really, really well. And you look at it, in the last 2 years, he's played 8 playoff games with the Amerks, and he's only given up 17 goals. That's a 1.93 with a 9.48 save percentage. And then I went and looked at the regular season, and it's not too much worse. I mean, he's had 68 regular season games with the Amerks over 2 years. He's 41-19-8 with a 2.28 and a 9.22 save percentage. So he's played very well in his 76 games between regular season and playoffs. But it took a while for the Sabres to realize what they needed to do to develop him, and that's get him down there and let him get in the net on a regular basis. And I think the two players who I think have been developed correctly have been Jiří Kulik and Levi. And, you know, Kulik, I think, showed what proper development is like, because, you know, I love the way he improved during the season. And, you know, Levi now should be ready, you would think. It's now or never, probably, with him. He should be ready to, you know, maybe take the goal over with proper development he's got for the last year and gotten for the last year and a half.
Paul, before I let you go, you have a thought on Winnipeg and Hellebuck?
Well, it was crazy. I mean, the first two goals go in, and you're thinking, ugh, you're kidding. It's just like, how does this guy – I mean, and rightfully so, he's in the MVP. He's one of the top three to win the Hart Trophy and should be there. But the playoffs just have not been kind to him. I had a conversation with Martin Baron about it. Who's a former goaltender. I don't want to say what Marty said, because that's for him to say if he wants other people to hear his opinion on it. But I will say he disagrees with me. I think Hellebuck plays too much in the regular season. I think he's dead by the playoffs. And, you know, he usually plays in the mid-60s as far as games. And if I'm from Winnipeg, it's like, why not find a better backup so you don't have to run him out there for 65 games a year? And see if that's his problem. Because in the Four Nations, he was fine, but that was February. That's not the end of the year.
Didn't they play him to the last game in the season because they were going for – he was going for a record?
Yeah, he
– yeah, wins.
Yeah, yeah, he could have tied the record, right, at the end?
Yeah, for wins. And so, you know, as I said, Marty was a goalie, and he disagrees, as I said, if he wants to say on the air, you know, how he feels about it, and that's up to him. But I just think that the guy plays too much, and somebody could say, well, yeah, but he did okay yesterday, and he once the first two goals went in, he's been kind of like Levi.
No.
Levi let the first two goals of the series in, and then Rochester scored the next 11 against Syracuse, and they won the series. You know, they swept the series after the first two goals went in, and, you know, Syracuse took a 2-0 lead in game one. That was it. Levi and the defense. See, that's the one thing with Levi, too. Rochester plays very, very well around him. They're excellent defensively, and he gets to see all the shots. He was talking about that after game two, that, you know, there was, even though it was 35 saves, he said there was really nothing he didn't see. He's very smooth in what he's doing now. You know, he's you know, out challenging. It's not like movement that he doesn't have to do. He doesn't get caught out of position. But that's the thing. Rochester plays very, very well around him, which helps him a lot.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. And
also the draft lottery tonight at 7.
Draft lottery tonight, 7 o'clock?
We could – 7, yeah, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Are they revealing it during intermissions of a show?
That's a good question. I don't know. Right. I mean, we can go down some – it's 10 years since the lottery, of course, so we could do some
memory lane
later.
A couple of the lotteries. Don't forget the Darlene one where we found out they're in the top three. That was a lottery.
Yeah, but
they
were
the best chances. All right, 803-0550. Carl Jones, Channel 4 anchor and reporter on the Bills and their offseason. He had some stuff to say over the weekend, wanted to get him in on. So we'll talk to him coming up 8 o'clock. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Confirming the Laval Rocket were indeed named in a tribute to Rocket Richard. It was chosen. How did this come up? Because that's who the Amherst might play in the next round. They have to get through.
Yeah.
It was chosen. It won the fan vote. It beat out every one of these words I'm about to say has an E thrown in there because it's French. Patriots.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4 Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rapids. They chose Rocket. The Laval Rocket. For Rocket Richard.
I think they made a good choice.
Yes.
The rare team name that doesn't end in S that I actually like.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We're going to talk some Bills with Carl Jones of Channel 4 coming up in a moment. I had a devilishly good idea that these two just rolled their eyes at me about. Maybe we'll flesh it out a little bit more. Here it is. The Bandits are going to the NLL Finals again. They have a chance to win their third in a row. And Joe was joking about, you know, three-peat. You pay for the rights to use the term three-peat.
Yeah, so Pat Riley owns it.
Here's the idea, everybody. You want to do it or not? If the Bandits are to win, the Bandits should tweet at and troll the Kansas City Chiefs and say, three in a row, this is how it looks. You want to do it? Why not? Because of the Bills? They're a different team. The Bandits, this is how it's done. Three in a row.
Just so we can fire up, what, Nick Wright to be like, the Bills owner is trolling the Chiefs with his lacrosse team. Oh. Sick move. All right. Sick burn.
All right, Nick Wright. Thank you for drawing attention to a three-time champion. That's, knock on wood.
That's true. That's how you would
that's
get.
That's how you get attention.
That's how you would get your views, your clicks.
Three in a row. This is how it's done. At Kansas City Chiefs. Just saying. It's right there for you. Just.
I can't imagine it. Maybe.
All right. Carl Jones coming up other side. We talk Bills offseason here on WGR.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call 4Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.